Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening to each and every one. Happy Thursday. Well, thank and praise the Lord. We made it to Thursday. This is the day that the Lord have made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you would join us and rejoice in every day. You know, when we wake up in the morning, it was one of my mentors used to sing the song, whenever I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to pray, I lift up both my hands and praise the Lord. I worship him. And we just have so many things to be thankful for. Don't allow what you're hearing in your surrounding and around the world, the negative things that you don't allow it to cause you to stop believing and praising and give and worshiping God and giving thanks to God. It's so many things that we need to give thanks for. You know, the enemy would love to cast a shadow on our thanksgiving unto the Lord, our praise and worship, but don't let him do it. God is still good, my brother and my sister. God is so good. I think in 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, it tells us not to murmur and complain. There's so many things that we can murmur and complain about, but God forbid us to murmur and complain when there's so many things we can be thankful for. You know, I'm tempted sometimes when I go in the grocery store or put gas in my automobiles to murmur and complain, but the more I give thanks for what God is doing, I'm finding that temptation is not like it used to be, you know, because God is good, and God promised to take care of us, and God will do just that. But there, too, again, we got to not only believe God, but we got to obey what God telling us to do through his word. We in a series of teaching about faith. We're talking about faith again, and I tell you, faith is so important. You know, one side of faith is believing God, and the other side is obeying God. And I think so many times, you know, people just believe that God is God, and some, you know, maybe just believe, you know, he exists. Well, now the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 chapter that it's impossible to please God without faith. And that he that come to God, you must believe that God is. So God is real. And there too, again, you know, you got to also obey him. We've been going through the heroes of faith. I call them the heroes of faith because these people in the book of Hebrew, it tells you about many of the characters in the Old Testament, how by faith, they didn't only believe God, but by faith, the instruction that God gave them, they trust him, you know. And I tell you, when you really develop a relationship with God and you see God more clear than you see your circumstance, or better yet, you hear the voice of God. The voice of God is more louder to you than your circumstances or your situation. You really are there. God gave us a word about a week or two ago, Matthew the 14th chapter, when Peter said, Lord, if it's you walking on the water, I'm paraphrasing, bid me to come. And when the Lord said yes, and Peter stepped out in faith to begin to come to go to Jesus, but even before Jesus stepped out the boat, according to the scripture, the wind and the water were boisterous all around him, you know. And, you know, we're living in a time now, especially with the believers. We read God's word, and we done set out to obey, to hear and obey God. And there's so many things that's happening around it. The spirit of detraction is trying to detract us. We ministered maybe a month or two ago about Matthew the 18th, how the spirit of offense is there. You see division and strife among the believers. And y'all, I'm telling you, it's nothing but a trickery of the enemy. You know, We was in intercessory prayer at one time, and we were praying, and God spoke through one of the intercessors. And it been, I know it been over 10 years. I believe it, if it been 10 years, and that, and this what came out of their mouth. They said, the Lord said that the enemy go to extreme measures to try to keep us from hearing God, but then when we hear God, he don't want us to obey God. And that revelation right there have stood with me for years now, ever since they said, and from time to time, God have me to go back and meditate on that, and that is so true. And as I stated, we talking, like I said, a lot of times people believe that God exists, but when God give us instruction, you can't separate believing and trusting and obeying God. They work together. Now, the Bible said the devil believed God and he trembled. The devil don't obey God, but he know. Satan is fully persuaded that God exists because he was once in heaven. He sung on his choir, or better yet, he was the chairperson of it. He know he real, you know. But in spite of him being kicked out of heaven, in spite of all of that, he still consisted in trying to get you and I to doubt that God is real. So, like I said, we've been talking about faith, and it really has blessed me. And today, we really have a treat on Monday. On Monday, we talked about Noah. We talked about, you know, about Noah building the ark, and God had Noah to do something that was really, really, really strange, because it had never, rain had never at that time came out of the sky. It came up through the ground like a mist. But God poured rain, allowed the clouds to open up and pour, let rain come from the sky and let it rain so many days. That was something that had never happened before. And God told Noah to build this ark. He gave him specific instruction how wide, how high we're supposed to be, and Noah did. And after he built, he said in 7 days it was going to rain. And sure enough, it rained, and it rained, and it rained, you know. So there, too, again, these people, these characters, when you go read in Hebrews 11 chapter, they not only believe God, but and that's why he keeps saying it's, every time you read about one, it's said by faith. And the reason why, because faith have just as much to do in obeying God as much as to do is believing God. And I find out a lot of times, sometimes people, they say, I believe God, but when it come down to obeying or hearkening to the voice and the commandments of God, they act like they don't hear him no more. It amazed me. You know, how so many times I have talked to people, been in conversation, and they can tell me exactly what the devil said, but they can't tell me nothing God say. And I tell them, I said, why you know so, can hear the devil so clear, but you can't never hear God? You know, I thought so was a little, you know, backwards about that. But anyway, as we stated, when you look in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in the first, with all the verses, all the way down, it tell you about faith, how they hear God and how they obey God. So just believing God and not obeying God, your faith is not going to be effective. You're not going to be able to get the resource that God said belonged to us. And I mean, this has really blessed me. This teaching that really blessed me, because I sensed and I really believe it's something it's going to come up on the earth, and it's going to be worse than the COVID. But listen, the thing about it, the Bible tells us in 1 John, I believe the 5th chapter, it tells us, who is he that overcome the world? His our faith in the finishing work of Christ that calls us to conquer, to overcome. You know, Jesus, God done did everything for mankind. He did it all through Jesus. Jesus done came. He done spoiled the principality. He have given us authority, and now it's on us. And we got to really make it up in our mind that we not only going to believe these promises of God, but we going to be doers. And I believe that's why James said, don't be just hearers, but be doers of the word. You know, don't just read the word, or just don't be gathering on Sunday or going to Bible study. And when it comes down to applying the word, you don't apply it. You have to apply the word. Then you turn around whatever instruction God is giving you within your situation, you know. Now, just like even with Peter, when Jesus told Peter to come, well, Peter was following his instruction. So when Peter looked around and began to sing, the Lord was right there to catch him, okay? So there, too, again, whatever God is telling you to do, and I remember the scripture tell us when Mary told the disciples, said, whatever he tell you to do, do it. And that was when they had now run out of wine, and they didn't have no more wine, and Jesus turned water into wine. But if they wouldn't have did what the instruction, fill a barrel with water, guess what? If they wouldn't have obeyed Jesus' instruction, that miracle wouldn't have never been able to take place. Father, it's in the name of Jesus again. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you for what you're doing all around the world. Father, I thank you that your glory is being manifest. I thank you that your scripture, your word, is being fulfilled. I thank you, Lord, those that calling upon the name of the Lord is being blessed. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus against the prince of the air that would try to come to interfere in the minds and detraction of the people have tuned into the broadcast. I thank you, Father, for accuracy. I thank you, Father, for the spirit of conviction. I thank you, Father, that you will confirm your word this day to thy people. In Jesus' name, amen. But as I stated, when we talked about Noah, like I said, on Monday, how by faith, it tells us by faith. I'm in the King James Version. It said by faith. I'm just going to read part of the seventh verse. It's about faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by which he condemned the world and become heirs of righteousness, which is by faith. There, too, again, we finding out that all of these heroes of faith. They didn't only believe that God exists, but the instruction, whatever instruction God gave them, they obeyed it. Even before he gave them instruction to do something different, they had that kind of relationship with God. They understood what it means to be in covenant with the Creator. And I'm telling you, Jesus gave us the spirit of reconciliation. Jesus restored our relationship, humanity relationship, back to the Father. And Christianity is all about, it began, let me put it that way, it began with a relationship with our Creator. And that's so important. A lot of times, you know, people get saved, they want to develop a relationship first with their pastor. No. Your first allegiance is to God. At first, you need to develop that relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, where they're three in one. But once you develop that relationship with the Trinity, regardless to what happened on this earth, regardless to whoever choose to backslide or fall, you can still go on with the Lord. That's the good part about it. I found that out. If you develop that personal relationship with the Lord first, regardless to who backslide, if the minister backslide, well, you know, God forbid it, but we know we have people in the body of Christ that backslide, you can still continue to walk with the Lord. That would not cause you to cast away your confidence in God, you know. And that's the thing about, that's the good part about having a relationship with God. And I tell anybody and any leader, your first allegiance is to God, not to that man or that woman of God. And I'm not called telling you to dishonor them. I'm not saying that, but I'm telling you, your first allegiance is to God and then to them. Amen. Okay. We're gonna begin this evening. We in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in the 8th verse. Now, listen. It said, by faith, I'm reading from the King James Version, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Now, that right there, now, I don't know about y'all, but that right there, to get my water boiling. But now you think about that. But what I really want to bring out, and I wrote this in my note, is that we all know that there are consequences to our actions. What we do can set into motion a series of events that may continue long after we're gone. In Genesis, we're going to turn to Genesis, the 12th chapter. And I want us to see, because I think sometimes, and we as leaders, we as parents, I think sometimes we don't realize the consequences of our actions. Better yet, the point I want to make, how it affects other people, you know. I don't think sometimes we think about it. You know, I became a mother at a young age. I became a pastor at a young age. And I look back on my life. Thanks be to God, I done growed, I done matured something. But y'all, sometimes I didn't realize the consequences of my action, the choices that I made in the time before I matured and growed in the things of God. Now, maturity don't happen overnight. It's a process. I want you to hear me. It's a process. But the point I want to make, and we're living in a time we have some fake apostles, we have some fake, better yet, we have some false apostles, false prophets, false evangelists, false teachers, and pastor, we have it, but there too again, we don't need to get so overwhelmed with that we dishonor the true ones, you know. And there too again, the Holy Spirit is the guide of the church, the guide of the believer. He's our teacher. He's our instructor. But the point I want to make, in Genesis, like I said, Genesis the 12th chapter, as we're going to go to Genesis the 12th chapter, I know a lot of times, most of the time I tell you to put your eyes on it. I be wanting you to see the scripture for yourself. You don't need to go around with so-and-so and say this. I want you to see what the Bible say. God watch over his word to perform it. And anytime we saying something that God didn't say, y'all, God is not obligated to move on it. That's why, so many times, better yet, we need to make sure even when we pray, what are we praying about or what we believe in God for, we need to make sure that we got the scripture to bag it up. God told Jeremiah, he said, I watch over my word to perform it. He said in Isaiah 55, he said, a word that go out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I sent it. And that's why it's so important to see what God's word say. Now, in Genesis, the 12th chapter, it said, now the Lord had said unto Abe. He wasn't Abraham at that time, he was Abe. It said, now the Lord had said unto Abe, get thee out of the country and from thy kindred and from the father house unto a land that I will show thee. Now that's powerful right there. Now, I mean, I'm going to read it from another translation. I'm going to read it from the Living Bible, because I want you to see that this is something to think about, what God is saying to this man. Now, Abraham wasn't in his 20s when God told him. Now, some theologists say he was over 50. Some say he was in his 60s. But the point I want to show you, that he wasn't just a young man when God told him to leave. Okay, from the living Bible, it said, then the Lord told Abe, leave your country, your relatives, your family house, and go to the land that I will show you. I will cause you to become the father of a great nation. I'm going to read the second verse. I will bless you and make you famous, and I will make you a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. all the family of the earth will be blessed through you. Oh, it tells us how we. Let's go to that fourth verse. It says, so Abe departed after the Lord had instructed him, and Lot went with him. Abe was 75. I know I had not read that before. And how you? Okay, let me go on. Abe was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife, Sarah, his nephew Lot, and all his wealth, his livestock, and all the people who had joined his household at Haran, and finally arrived in Canaan, traveling through. Now, I'm going to stop right there. My point is this. Hear God telling Abraham, once Abraham that got established in his around his family, in the country he had got established, now God going to tell this man at 75 to uproot himself and to leave. Not only just telling him to leave, but he going to tell him to go, but he didn't tell him specific where he was going. The instruction was to get away. We go back and read. Go back and read that first verse. He told him to get out of the country from thy kindred, that means your relative, from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. In the beginning, he didn't tell him specific where to go. Now, where faith? That's why he said, by faith, Abraham. See, Abraham had to not only believe that God exists, but he had to now put faith and confidence and trust in what God told him to do. And I find out a lot of time, y'all, we'll get the short end of the stick, or better yet, we won't reap or experience the full blessing or see the fulfillment of the promise, because sometimes people don't just want to do what God tells them to do. Yeah, I believe God. You know how your people said, and you know, y'all going to know I'm going to say something about unforgiveness. Yeah, because you believe it or not, unforgiveness, the enemy really used that. Unforgiveness, offenses, bitterness, resentment, and rejection. I mean, hatred. You see it. It's everywhere, from the church to the White House. It'll be in your house if you allow it. But my point is that faith is a lifestyle. Faith is the currency. Faith is what connects us to the supernatural. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, when it comes down to operating in faith, you can't just say, I believe God exists. I believe the Bible, what's in the Bible, these are promises of God. This is what God said. And then when it comes down to acting on it, you don't do it. Come on, somebody. And this is what I'm saying. Now, we find out that Abraham was 75 years old when God told him to leave. Now, like I said, that's something to think about. You know, this man that got established. Now, he had to really, really, really know God. He had to really be that guy acquainted with God. Come on now. 75, God's going to just tear him up and leave. Now, I know some people wasn't that age, and I done heard a lot of people say, well, God told me to give up this, because I remember when the Lord told me to come off the job, I was in my late 30s. I was probably in my late 30s, or maybe, you know, when he told me to do it. You know, I was in my early 40s and stuff. But the point I'm making is, once you develop a relationship with God and you be able to recognize God's voice, it's easy to obey God when you get acquainted with him. Come on, somebody. It is. It's a little easy to do it. But how can you trust someone that you don't know? And that's why I said in the beginning, we supposed to develop a relationship with God first, not with your pastor. First, you need to develop a relationship with God, because after that, everything you do, the Bible said, do everything we do as unto the Lord. Everything. Jesus said, I always do those things that please the Father. Remember when Jesus got missing for days and when Mary and found him? And I can hear him say, boy, what in the world you been? He said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? Jesus said earlier he had a relationship with the Father. He knew who, he even know what his assignment was. He wasn't trying to be disobedient to Joseph and Mary, but his first allegiance was to God. And that's what your legion is. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against nobody, man or woman or God, but your first allegiance is to God. What is God saying to you? Come on, somebody. You got to know how to rightly divide the two, because some leaders is telling people to do things that is contrary to what God's words say. Come on now. You need to know that. And there, too, again, my point that I want to bring out, the decision that, like I said, our actions have consequences. And our action, a lot of times, it'll be here. Let me go back and read my note. It said, what we do, our consequences have action. And when we make those choices, the consequences come with it. But what we do can set into motion a series of events that may continue long after we gone. Abraham didn't get to see me. He didn't get to see all of us that call Abraham the father of faith. Abraham is what all began with us. Yeah, it began with Abraham. And I'm telling you, the decision he made, he chose to not only believe God, but to obey God. And all of us have the blessing of Abraham. If you're a born-again believer, you have access to the blessing of Abraham. But guess what? In order to experience that blessing, you got to not only believe God, but you got to be able to trust and obey whatever God telling you to do. Come on, somebody. Because like I said, this is what a lot of time we miss it. Yeah, I believe God, but when it comes down to obeying, doing what God done said anyway, well, you know, I just got to pray. But pray about what? You ain't got to pray about that. You just got to choose to obey it. That's why it's so important to develop a relationship with him. The more I read, the Bible said faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith don't only just come when I read the Bible, but faith also comes when I hear myself quote saying the word to me. When I remind myself of what God say, or when I'm in a hard places, we call it in a rock, and I begin to say what God say. But and your God gonna supply all of your needs. And you is the head and not the tail. And you is above and not beneath. And you got to be forgiven, even as God for Christ's sake forgave. When you hear yourself say that, that also brings faith. That increase your faith. That increase your confidence in what God say. Jesus said, I always do those things to please the Father. But the point I want to make, at 75 years old, hear God telling this man to leave his kindred, leave from his father's house, leave his country, and listen, whenever you get there, I tell you. Then tell him Pacific where he was going. Now, I have said, oh, prophet, a lot of people do. Yeah, we got a lot of people do it, but we got a lot of people don't do it too, don't we? Come on, somebody. But I'm talking about that's the way faith is. Faith don't only believe God, but it obey and it's trust what God say. Come on now. And that's the point I wanted to make about Abraham. That's the point I wanted to make about Abraham. Like I said, when he made the decision, and like I said, a lot of times we make a decision, most of the time we only think about the immediate consequences. And sometimes we don't think about the long jeopardy of it, the consequences. In Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, when the Lord told Moses and had Moses to tell the people, I set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now, he gave them the freedom to choose, to make their own decision, but he said, choose life that you and your seed may live. When Abraham chose, this is the point I really want to make. When Abraham chose to obey God, it didn't only just bless Abraham. It blessed his family at that time, but it also blessed us. That's why the Bible says we Abraham's seed. And a lot of times, I don't think sometimes fathers and mothers, sometimes, especially we live in a time when the divorce rate is so high. Now, no, I don't believe God wants you to stay with nobody if they're abusing you. But in some of these things, some divorces could be overlooked. You know, now I'm just going to go and tell the truth. But we got to realize we can be so selfish. A lot of times parents don't realize that the decision they make, how it going to affect your children down the road. Even after you make that decision, some leaders, and that's why I tell people when I hear people come, well, you know, God done called me to be a this, and God done called. Yeah, that's good and well, but do you not know your believing, your obedience to God going to affect just not only you, it's going to affect more than you, the consequences of that decision, the way you lead. The way you hear and obey God is going to affect more than you. You're going to give an account for the decision you make for the people based upon when you hear God or are you hearing God and obeying God. I don't think sometimes parents think about that. Sometimes they don't think about that. Oh, the children just got to understand, this is my life and I'm going. Y'all, come on, somebody. You know, I look at my children now. And I didn't make all the right decisions. I didn't follow God like I should all the time. But now I thank God for mercy. Now I'm a little older. I'm a little wiser. So I'm more mature now than I've ever been in my life. And I can look back and see. And I'm telling you, this is what when I was going over this before we came on it, I thought God brought that back to my attention. He said a lot of times parents and leaders, they don't think about the consequence of their decision. They don't think about who all it going to affect. How parents don't realize the decision they make about one another, how it going to affect that child, what it going to do to that child. I know some children is walking around with all hatred and bitterness and resentment in their heart because of the decision the parents made. They didn't understand it. And then some parents, they don't think it's necessary to sit down and talk to their children about it. I got to hear some people call me. I got church hurt. My leader hurt me. So. And the first thing I tell them, I said, first of all, you should have developed a relationship with God first. Find out what God said. Matthew 6:33 says, so seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Your first allegiance, I'm going to say that again, and I'm going to say it often on the, your first allegiance is to God. Develop that relationship. Get acquainted with God. Well, prophet, how do I, through his word. Because I'm going to tell you something. God ain't going to never miss it. God, the Holy Spirit, ain't going to never mislead us. But y'all, people can, that's why Jeremiah said, never put, curse is the man to put his trust in man. We got to make sure our first allegiance. We got a lot of people, the pastor did this and the pastor did this and the pastor. I'm not denying what they did or didn't do. But my point is, first of all, reconciliation is God restoring man back to God. When Adam sinned, the first thing Adam did, he separated himself from God. That was what happened. He separated. He didn't have no relationship with God no more. His spirit was separated from God because God is a spirit. And we that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And that's the problem with a lot of people. You develop a relationship with the wrong one first instead of with God. See, God is the source of everything. Come on, somebody. God is the source of everything. That's why the Bible said what is impossible to us is possible with God. Believe God. Have the faith of God. And it's so important. Now, that's what I wanted to really point out. The decision Abraham made by choosing to hear God, not only believe, but hear and obey God, he blessed us today. Long after, like I said, Abraham gone, been gone. But look, people still being blessed. And it said through his seed, single, he would come out Jesus. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, when you look at it from that perspective, it really just blessed me. But Abraham had to do all of this by faith. Faith and obedience. Believe God was worthy of his trust. Do you believe today that God is worthy of your trust? Even with him and Sarah had to wait on God for 24 years and something and a half before they had Isaac. God promised them a son, but they had to wait. They had to wait and be patient with the Lord. And some of the things we're dealing with now, when it dealing with relationship, dealing with that way with child, or dealing with the problem, you got to believe. Well, we got to wait. One of the summers said, wait on the Lord. I mean, Isaiah said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And y'all, I'm telling you, when you start thinking about all of this, it's by faith. You know, we connect with God through his word in the spirit realm. No, I don't see God, but I see him through his word. The Holy Spirit makes him real to all of us through his word. And I'm telling you, like I said, it really ministered to me. Yeah, you God gonna tell this man, leave everything. Just uproot yourself. And then I want you to go to a place that I tell you when you get. I mean, that's something to think about. And we as born again believers, we got to not only believe in the promise of God, but we got to trust the promise of God. We got to wait on it. Now if you fully persuaded that God is who he say he is. And when you go, like I said, it's good to go back and read the Old Testament, to look at some of our ancestors, what they experienced, how they, it's the old saints that they held on to God unchanging. Other words, what they saying, they believed in the beginning, they kept believing, they kept trusting, and they kept obeying God. It reminded me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were saying, you know, when they were put in the fire furnace, they said, even if God don't deliver us, he is able. Other words, they were saying, we're going to believe and we're going to obey him. Even if he don't bring us out this fire, he can. Other words, if God choose not to, that it is well. So many saints is mumming and complaining because God ain't doing it the way you thought he's supposed to do. Listen, when God said he going to deliver, he don't tell us specific how he going to do it. That's what you got to fight your figure out of. Oh, I've been there. I'm tempted to go there now sometimes. God ain't never, he don't tell us specific how he going to do something. He tell us he is faithful with the temptation. He won't allow us to be tempted more than we can bear. Some people won't put no more you can bear. He didn't say that. He said he would not allow us to be tempted above that what we can bear. But it said God is faithful with the temptation, that God will make a way for our escape. And that's what we need to want. When you're in a hard place in the world, you need to, okay, now God, you're going to make a way for my escape. Now God, I don't know how. It used to be a song. I don't know how. God's going to do it. But I know he going to do it. Good God Almighty. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Somebody experiencing something right now. And it just seemed like it been going on forever. But listen, just hold on to your faith and confidence in God. In the book of Hebrew, it said, let us hold fast to the profession. Keep your, listen, watch your words. Watch what's coming out of your mouth. When you've been in some longevity, from the beginning, if you ain't careful, you'll notice your words will start changing, your confession. But you got to hold fast. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, it tells us when you done did all in a situation of your servant according to what God say, not according to how you feel. But it tells us, and even that we got to hold fast. It tells us that. That's what it tells us. In them evil days, we got to stand. Stand, he said, stand at what you learned, girl, about what you, not to retreat, but stand that saying, Father, I just thank you. You know, I found out that thanksgiving and praise and worship is a weapon. Some of you right now, something you experienced, that it seemed like you need to just break out in a praise. I'm finding that out. after God gave us the word, and to thank God for, you know, we join in with Apostle Armstrong and my other brother and sister that Wednesday night for prayer. And the subject was about detraction. And y'all, I'm telling you, I done seen a lot of things trying to detract. That spirit of frustration, aggravation. You ever just done got frustrated about something? And I found out that's the spirit of detraction. Getting frustrated, getting aggravated. Things ain't going the way that you thought it's supposed to be going. Red Dead enemy got you, get you out of faith. Instead of saying, Father, I just want to praise you for your goodness. I want to praise you for your integrity. God, you're not a man that you would lie. Nor the son of man that you will repent. Has not you spoke it, won't you bring it? You will bring it to pass. You watch over your word to perform it. So God, you know, the psalm said, I'm going to set a watch over my mouth. I'm going to keep the doors of my lips. As I say to one of the series of teachers, do you not know what you said have everything to do with how soon that you can be delivered? That's why I believe in 1 Corinthians, it tells us to do everything without murmur and complaint, because that's what the children of Israel did. They seen God do 10 things, 10 plagues God brought in to Egypt. To show Pharaoh, I'm the only true God that need to be worshipped. That's when he showed him that, to show him that. And after all of those 10 signs, they got right there in the wilderness. And after they sent the spies in and the spies came back, they said, we like to them giants, they grasp, we like them giants, we can't do. Y'all listen, if we take our eyes off of what, and I'm serious, Genesis the 12th chapter, this blessed me so much. It really blessed me so much. At 75, when God told Abraham to leave, he told him to cut ties with everything that he was familiar with. Oh, my God. It told him to believe. And then after that, then he going to tell him, I'm going to give you an heir. First, he had him to leave. Then he said, I'm going to give you an heir. I'm going to give you a son. He going to come from your own bow. Yeah, Abraham and Sarah both. Them pass by faith, by not only believing God exists, but followed his instruction. I mean, they have some hard tasks to do. Noah, you going to build an ark, and rain ain't never come from the sky, and God going to tell you the length of it, the width of it, and you going to do it. Preach to everybody, and then nobody come in but your family. There's something to think about, my brothers and sisters. Something to think about. But by faith, and I'm saying today, you and I have the faith of God on the inside of us. But what you doing with it? Faith is taking God at his word. I was in a seminar. I was in the seminar, and this seminar really blessed me. Dwight Norman. He blessed me. He was saying, he was talking about Isaiah 50 and Isaiah 53, the third verse, and he blessed me. He said a lot of time people have called him and said, Dwayne said, yeah, he named Dwayne Norman, I'm sorry. Said, Dwayne, we want you to pray for us. I'm going to the doctor. I want that I get a good report. And he said he would tell people, I'm not praying that. I said, what? He said, he would tell me he's not praying. He said, because what better report than we got of God? Come on, somebody. Now, some of you say, oh, she condemned me. No, I'm not condemning you. I'm not condemning us, because this word goes for Prophet Miller, too. Y'all, we need to really just get in this. Sometimes we need to just examine ourselves to say, if I'm really operating in faith, I'm operating in doubt. Come on, somebody. Doubt will cause you to mum and complain. That mummy complaining is you doubt what God said in his word about you. I hear one pastor say we have identity crisis in the body of Christ. Do we know who we are? But like I said, this what blessed me. And now see, and I, listen, Abe had to act in faith because he did not know where God was leading him. He only knew that if he would obey, God would respond by making him into a great nation. Making his name great and even using him to bring blessing to us. And like I said, Abraham's decision, when he chose it, not only to believe but obey God, it blessed other people. And I'm telling you, your faith, your obedience, will cause your family, people in your family to be blessed. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Prophet, I've been praying for my family for over 30 years. Listen, I guarantee you, if you examine yourself, you probably from time to time got in doubt and unbelief, and you probably didn't even repent for getting in doubt. And y'all, don't y'all know that doubt and unbelief is a sin? Yes, it is. You know, we sometimes people go on and on about fornicating, homosexual, but when it comes down, they don't think that's doubt and unbelief. That's a sin. What is not of faith is sin. And I'm telling you, because like I said, faith is a lifestyle. Y'all done got excited. I'm sorry, but I done got excited. Because when you look into this word will find you first. And God, you know, and I'm saying this again, a reaction this to leaders, as leaders, you as an apostle, you as a pastor, you as a bishop, you as a father, you as a mother, you as a husband, you as a wife, the decision you make don't only just affect you, but it affects your whole house. Listen, your whole family can be blessed by you believing and trusting God. Oh, I can just, but Prophet Miller, that, you know, I will believe in God and that's why I'm in the shape I'm in now. Don't blame that on God. Don't do it. Listen, let me tell you something. Never put your faith in somebody's experience. My faith is in the Word of God, not somebody. Now, somebody's experience, their faith can encourage me. But my faith in the promise of God, my faith is in God's integrity, not somebody else's experience. Come on, somebody. Because if that person miss it, and if that person falls, then guess what? You're going, well, I will believe in so-and-so, and this is what happened. But you can't say, you won't be able to say that about God. Oh, this is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham, and then it goes on how Abraham obeyed God. He stepped out. Abraham stepped out in faith. Y'all, let me tell you something from my own experience. When God telling you to do something and all odds against you, everything you see, everything you hear, I have heard Pastor Winston talk about it, Bill Winston, Kenny Copeland, some of these people, and they talk about when God told them to do something, how fear was there, how even some believers. And that's why sometimes you can't tell everybody your dreams. Joseph messed up when he told his family about the dream he had. Oh, they made him pay for that. They did everything they could to try to stop God's dream that he gave Joseph from coming to pass. But you know what caused that dream to come to pass? When even all us and his family, Joseph continued not only to believe and obey God, but he continued to trust him too as well. Everything he did it with his mind on how the Lord wanted him to do it. Even when Potiphar's wife wanted to lay with him, Joseph wouldn't yield to it. No, he wouldn't yield to it. In prison, he still was a light. Why? Because he still continued to obey God in spite of. Sometimes some people serving God for what they can get. But do you serve him and obey him because you love him? Come on, somebody. Do you serve God for the fish and the loaves? On one occasion, he told me, he said, y'all only follow me because I fed you. The Bible said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. But Abraham believed and obeyed and served God because he loved it the Lord. and the decision he made when he chose to obey God's instruction, look at all of us got blessed from it. Come on, somebody. And I'm going back to Deuteronomy 30. And he'd tell us, choose life that you and your seed may have life. Come on, somebody. Parents, you God ain't gave you authority over your children to dictate to them, but to make their life better. Well, Prophet, I did everything. Okay. He said, train up a child in the way that that child should go, and when old they won't depart. When you sinning, the enemy got influencing them or motivating to do everything before God. You stand firm in your confession and say, Father, I thank you. I trained Sue or Billy up in the way that they should go. And because of your integrity, you said they shall not depart. So I'm going to come in agreement with you, God. They shall not depart. Father, you said that you will supply all of my needs according to your rich and glory in Christ Jesus. Well, Father, I've been faithful with my tithe and offering. I've been faithful in what you told me to do. So, Father, thank you. You're going to make sure all of my needs are met. Father, David said you was his shepherd. Well, God, you my shepherd. Jesus, you not only my Savior, but you my Lord. You my healer. Let me tell you something. The time will come when your faith is going to be tested. You can walk around all you want to say you believe, I trust God, I'm going to do this, whatever God said. But, honey, them old folks used to say, them old saints used to say, your faith going to be tested. And James said, the trying of our faith work in patience. But let faith have it perfect. Listen, no. See, when we get to the point, and all of us, our goal should be that we're going to mature to the point that whatever God say about us, that's what's so. God gave me a song one time about that. What the Lord say about me and my family, it is so. And at that time, my daughter-in-law was finna have a baby, and the doctor told her he was gonna be born stillborn, and then when he did live, every time they get excited, he said, don't get excited, cause he ain't gonna live long. But now, my miracle grandson, he's 19 years old. He'll be 20 in January. But my point is this. Sometimes we need to examine ourselves to see if we really operating in faith. Do I just believe God and I don't obey his instruction? Come on, somebody. But like I said, I mean, I know I ain't get too far this evening, but like I said, just that when I see that how the Bible tell us, and I'm going back, I'm going to go back to Hebrews, and Hebrews 11 chapter. I tell you, just going back studying about the heroes of faith, and go back and read it too. That'll help you. God did it for them. He'll do it for you. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible said, we can boldly say the Lord is our helper. Do you not know what Jesus did back then? What God did back, y'all, he'll do it now. But do you have the faith? Do your faith cause you to trust and obey him? Do your faith, if your faith just got you to believe in God exists, you ain't going to go too far with that. But if you got the kind of faith, I don't only believe that God exists, but I'm going to obey God. I'm going to trust him. You said do it, God. But listen, when you and I choose to obey him and do what he said, follow his instruction, God will release the grace, the ability to enable us to do it. When, listen, God gave Moses the courage to speak up. It came a time when Moses had to confront, and God gave Moses the courage to confront. Yes, he did. And God will do the same thing for you and I. That's what faith is. Faith ain't just only believing God exists. Faith comes with obedience. Been there, done that. That's why James said, if you got faith, show it to me. Faith without work is dead. And listen, now, when it came down to salvation, that's a whole different story. But after we get born again, our faith is corresponding to action. We have to do something. We have to say and we have to do something. And by saying and doing, that let us know whether we operate in faith or not. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We just really got in that 8th verse. I didn't even get in the 9th verse. The 8th verse, like I said, Hebrews 11, it's about faith. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went. He didn't have to take years to been. He didn't have to take years to say, let me think about it. Have you ever known that God was telling you to do something? And you know, in your knowing you know, but you say, I'm going to pray about this thing. I need to just make sure. Listen, I'm not denying sometimes some things you do have to pray and really get clarity. But my point is this. Once you know and you don't hear God on it, go for it. Write it down. Document it, because guess what? The enemy going to try to talk you out of it. The moment you open your mouth, say, God told me to do this. God ever done bless you with money or had a little bit more money, extra money? And he said, do this with it. Throw this in somebody's life. You say, let me pray about it. And the more you prayed and thought about it, deep down you know what God told you to do. You just didn't really want to do it. Just tell the truth about it. Just admit it to God. But like I said, we had to get in the 9th verse. You know, maybe Monday if the Lord allowed. But, you know, I'm not rushing through this. Some of you might want to say, well, prophet, I'm tired of that. I already know. I done read the whole Hebrews 11th chapter. I done read the whole chapter. I already know. Okay, I'm glad you know. But I got to let the Lord lead me and do, because God want to work on your faith and mine. He want our faith to be solid. He wants our faith to be established, that we can believe and trust him and obey him when things is contrary to what we think. Remember Paul? They were trying to keep Paul from going. He said, I'm going. They said, Paul, you going? He said, I'm ready. If it's my time, I'm ready to go. And like I said, please hear me. Your faith have to grow. Everybody faith on different level. Everybody experience with God is different. Your experience is different from mine, but I promise you, the word ain't different. Yeah, God deal with all of us based upon where we at. And all of us have to grow. But let me tell you something. Faith is believing, obeying, and trusting, and having confidence in what God say. And guess what? I say it all the time. The same faith that Abraham operated in. Don't you know you got it better than Abraham had it back there? Him and say, the Holy Spirit wasn't in there. He would come, the Spirit of God would come up on them. But the Holy Spirit is in us. We have the same faith that God had when he said, let it be light. We have the same faith that when Jesus look down from that, I bet you, when he was in the God, and God strengthened him. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you for your word. I give you praise. I give you honor for it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing enlightenment and understanding to all of us. Forgive us, Father, when we said we believe and when we be down you, Father, forgive us. And, Lord, I pray for enlightenment, understanding, even more after we go off the air. In Jesus' name, listen, remember, God love you. God love you. God love you, beloved. Enjoy the rest of your evening.